Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Joining us now is Andy Hoosier. You may know him as the voice of reason. He's a conservative talk show host promoting truth, reason, and local activism who used to broadcast here in Wichita, but has since moved to Kasich country in Ohio. Andy, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Don't lump me in with John Kasich. What are you doing, buddy? Hey, we can't be lumping it with John Kasich. That's a whole bad reputation right there.
Hey, I am lumped in with Laura Kelly. You get to be lumped in with John Kasich. It's the same thing.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, it's a fair square on that one. Hey, happy one-year anniversary, buddy. It's fantastic. Let me tell you, after you get through your first year on radio, then every year after that just gets better and better. The first year is the one where, like, you set the tone, you set the stage, and now it's just easy coasting from there. So congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Well, and you were a guest on our very first show. So how appropriate that you come on our 100 or 1 year anniversary show.
Oh, I had to. I mean, there was no way I could miss this one. And I tell you, it's been a move. And yes, I will say John Kasich is no longer the governor here in Ohio. So that is good
news.
Thank
goodness.
They have booted him out, and he still pretends to be valid by actually being a commentator on MSNBC.
Yeah,
soccer.
I've noticed that. Why? How come he hasn't just gone away? It's like, you're no longer relevant. Go away, Kasich. Go away, John.
Well, you heard that he was planning on running for president as a Republican with the former governor of Colorado, the Democrat John Hickenlooper, to do a cross-party
I
ticket
saw that.
To try and beat Donald Trump.
I
so
saw that.
We'll see whether he actually does it or not. But no, the new governor here actually is kind of quiet. I really don't know what to think of him yet. Mike DeWine, he did sign the red flag law bills in Ohio for the Second Amendment stuff, so we have to work on that one. But I tell you what, Ohio is a definite state where they need some big voices and they need some help. It's a big swing purple state, and depending on how the economy is going and how things are moving along, I sense that Ohio could be a very strong Trump state come 2020.
Let's hope so. Well, and you know, you hosted conservative talk here in Wichita for what, 3 years, wasn't it? Something like that?
It was over 4 years, about 4.5 years.
Okay, so let me ask you then. You watched this, you observed it. I was on your show quite a bit. In fact, I got my start in radio guest hosting for you. You saw this crazy mayoral election that we went through here. What is your take on this? What? I mean, tell me what happened.
First off, let me just say I'm glad I wasn't there for it. Although I did miss being commentating on it.
Oh, look, I'm sure. Trust me, it was. I had lots to say.
Oh, you were in the midst of it, which was great. Let me tell you. First off, I can say this now that I'm not part of a station there, but I was not a fan of Jeff Longwell. He was a decent enough guy. We tried to really work with him with the radio station on the other station there, but I was not a fan. I didn't like a lot of things that he was doing. To me, he wasn't very himself. He was very. He always put on the show, which I was not a big fan of.
Okay, now let me interrupt you. Yeah, let me interrupt you. I love that you said that. I love that you said that you weren't a fan, yada, yada, yada. Okay? Having said all that, would you have voted? Would you have voted right in, or would you have voted for Jeff Longwell?
No, I still would have voted for Jeff Longwell.
There you go. That's the problem.
Yes, we have to remember that in every single election, third-party candidates, write-in candidates never win election. And if you do a write-in or if you do a third party, then you will always lose the election for the person that's more probable of winning. Look, Brandon Whipple won by what? 8-10 points, right? There are 18 points that went towards a write-in candidate, which means they were the swing election for that mayoral race there in Wichita.
Exactly.
And the majority of them were the ones that were pawning off to be conservative. So you may have a beef against an individual, but overall, unless you want a pure socialist running things, then you have done more harm than you have good for your cause, which I think actually harms you. I mean, we saw the same thing for the governor's race out in Colorado a few years ago. I don't know if you remember Tom Tancredo.
Oh, yeah.
A solid conservative guy. He was the one that brought immigration to the national stage as a congressman way back when, and he was the one back in the 2008 presidential election talking about immigration and illegal immigration way back when, that a lot of people didn't like. He tried to run for governor as a Republican. When he didn't get the Republican nomination, he ran as a third-party Constitution Party, and he ended up losing it, and we had someone like John Hickenlooper, a flaming left-wing Democrat governor in Colorado, take over for the last 8 years, and it was a disaster. So, yeah, third-party elections are horrible. I never advocate for it. I know people say, well, I'm not voting lesser of two evils. I'm voting with my heart. I'm voting with whatever. But we have to think about these things logically. I always campaign for that, is that the primary is where that battle happens. But I've always said in the general election that party trumps the person. Even though there's no party here, we knew who the Republican was. We knew who the Democrat was. And now Wichita, I feel bad for you guys because you have to deal with a crazy socialist as a mayor for the next few years.
Oh, yeah. We just elevated Brandon Whipple to be mayor of the 48th largest city in the United States. That is an incredible platform to give him and a launch pad to a fourth congressional district run in a few years. That's what these people like Bob Weeks and, you know, Clinton Cohen and some of these other, and I get the libertarians. I understand. I know what they were hoping to accomplish. They failed miserably. Folks like Mark Geetson and some of these other guys have just given a pro-abort radical a platform that he did not deserve and is wholly unqualified for.
Well, here's a couple bits of good news for you. Number one is obviously he's not a dictator and he can't run everything by himself. He has a city council.
I'm not sure he's aware of that, though.
Well, that is true. And I'm sure he's going to do the whole Obama thing. I got my phone and my pen and I'll do whatever I need to do. Yeah. And he's going to try that. But he has a city council. The bad news is the city council has been slowly kind of shifting a little bit towards the left as well. Brandon Johnson, I love Brandon Johnson. He's a great personal friend, but he's a very far left Democrat as well. And they've started to look at some of those. We still got great conservatives on there like Brian Fry and a couple others that are doing really good.
Yep.
But it's slowly starting to steer that way. Hopefully they can put him at bay. I hope. Second off, I mean, the mayor really, I mean, how much really does the influence of the mayor actually have?
Nothing really.
City,
it's one vote.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one vote on the city council. So you have at least a little bit of pushback on that one. Second off, I mean, even though it's a big city and there's a lot of Democrats, there's still a lot of Republicans in the area. And as long as you keep them on a tight leash, people show up to city council meetings, and people do what they need to do to actually try and hold him at bay, then hopefully you should be all right. As long as you don't spend a whole bunch of money and raise a bunch more city taxes, then at least maybe you can, you know, coast for the next 4 years.
I think you're absolutely right. So one other thing I wanted to ask you, I know you were a treasurer of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, a member of the leadership team. If you had been in that position, and this is going to be an awkward one for you, would you have supported the decision to call for Capps' resignation? Because that's, and if you don't want to answer that, you don't have to. I'm putting you on the spot. But I'm just curious, because that also seemed to create a whole lot of controversy that it was so frustrating to see that whole drama.
It is frustrating, and it breaks my heart that the Republican Party is kind of divided right now and that there is a tear with that, because we need to be united as a Republican front with the leadership, with the county Republicans, with the Central Committee for South Central Kansas, for the whole state, and with the elected officials. I would have stood with the leadership and with Dalton saying yes to resign. Mike's a great guy, Michael Capps. I love him to death. He's a good guy. Whether he denies making the video and being part of the video, but, you know, at least evidence that I've seen shows that he had something to do or at least was aware of it. And regardless of what we think of Brandon Whipple, I don't like dirty politics. I like it straightforward. And we need to fight based on policy, not based on rumors and personal attacks. I've never been a fan of that. I've always been a fan of positive campaigns and talking about topical issues on what to do as an elected official rather than what your opponent might be as a human being. I don't like that. So, yes, I would have supported leadership. with what they did to ask for his resignation. That's nothing against Michael Capps, because I think he's a solid conservative. We need him in the state legislature, but I like clean campaigns. I don't like dirty politicking.
I know. I'm sorry, but political campaigns are called campaigns for a reason. It's a military term. You know, it's binary. Winners, losers. Period. You know, fair is for chumps. I'm sorry. I don't mind. I mean, that's just, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let me ask you one thing.
I get it. And it always does end up coming down to that. But, you know, as a regular voter, I mean, you hear it. I mean, when you were state legislator, I mean, you'd knock on doors. People want to hear about.
I know. They want to, but the negative campaigning works. I want to get you,
exactly.
Before I run out of time here, you teased me all week with some big news. Some big announcement. So what's the big news? Let me guess. You're going to help John Kasich run for president, right?
Yes, I'm going to announce and run for, you know, and help John Kasich for president 2020. No, I'm excited. As you know, not being with part of the station now, it's hard. It's, you know, going independent is a very scary thing to do with the show, but we've taken the leap. We've done it. The podcast is back up for the show. I have an official, get this, John, I feel special. I have an official website now that everybody can go to. You can subscribe and get a weekly or a monthly newsletter. The podcasts are all right on the website. You can do live streaming on it. You can do, you can watch all the different events. I put even the event of coming on your show today on the website. It's HoosierReason.com. You can find it. You can subscribe to it. You can watch everything. You can see all the events. We have a social media platform on just about every website that you can think of. We have the Voice of Reason Facebook page, the YouTube page. We're on Instagram now. We're on Minds.com, which is like the conservative alternative to Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's all at Hoosier Reason, all those different platforms. Just search for at Hoosier Reason, and you can find all those. But you can also go to HoosierReason.com. You can subscribe and then see a link to all of our social media as well.
Spell that out so they don't think it's
streaming and everything.
Spell that out so they don't think it's Hoosier as in Indiana Hoosiers.
It's just like the state of Indiana, but without the I.
Okay.
HOOSER Reason.com, HoosierReason.com. You can find it. Plus, we're going to start in the next week or so. We're going to be doing a 1 to 2 minute daily political update talking about the current events. And it's going to be on TV out there in Wichita, the same station that used to stream us live with the radio station, KGPT TV channel 26. So you can watch that every day. We'll be doing a 1 minute report on there. The video 1 minute update will be on the podcast as well, along with being on all the different social media platforms. So we're starting more information to come about the show soon. But at least we have now a website presence, and everybody can go to that and check it out with more information.
That is awesome, brother. I am proud of you. I'm happy for you. And best of luck, my friend. And I better not see you on the Kasich team.
Yes, you will not see me on it. You will see me out there being one of the what Democrats do for life and like protest. I'll be out there doing that for John Kasich.
That's what I'm counting on.
That's right. That's right. Well, congratulations on the 1 year, brother.
Thank you, my friend.
To come, and we're going to be rocking it together.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Before we sign off tonight, I want to thank you again for listening this past year. We have big plans for the show coming up here in 2020. None of them would have been possible or been able to accomplish everything we've had this far without you. So thank you very much for listening, for your faithfulness. Carry on, fellow deplorables. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.